I'm Podman.
Welcome
to the Pod Cave.
Pod Cave.
That's right, roadies. Welcome, one and all. As you would have heard, our last episode was recorded in Studio One Barnes. That studio has now been burnt.
It's gone.
Gone, or are they? Yeah. Or are they erecting a shrine?
Well, there's been some special moments there. And I'm not even just talking about the podcast.
No.
There was some sexy time in that house.
Comes to mind. So we are recording from a brand new secret location.
Oh, it's completely secret.
So we're going to call it the Pod Cave.
Pod Cave. It's a great name.
And it has that certain je ne sais quoi.
Does it? Is that how you're doing it this time?
That's my friend.
That's bringing it in that way.
Correct.
In the Pod Cave. That's the wording you use.
Yep. A certain je ne sais quoi.
How many weeks have we got till we get to...
Oh, I think it's over 100 days. Right. 100 and something.
Oh, we've got a bit to go.
Hang on. Let me find out exactly. Countdown to Paris Olympics.
Right. Find out exactly when the Paris Olympics does come into play. It's very important. Because it means how long do we have to put up with Joe doing something French every fucking week?
130 days, buddy.
My God.
130 days.
Which would be different, of course, when people listen to this.
Yes.
It could be 120 days.
123, it's, probably.
There you go. Depending. So we have got another episode that we banked up.
True.
So it depends.
Oh, so it could be almost down to 116.
Yeah. Because... considering we were moving studios,
yes,
we just put one in our back pocket.
Just to make sure.
Just in case, because you know what? We don't like missing a week.
A little bit of something-something.
A little bit of something-something. Yeah. Special something-something too.
Yeah, it was a special something-something.
But, you know, I actually feel sorry if we do play the other episode before this episode, because people are missing out on the Pod Cave by a whole week.
Welcome to the Pod Cave.
They don't even know what they're missing out on yet.
The Pod Cave.
The Pod Cave.
I like the Pod Cave, though.
I'm Batman.
guess who's back, Mr. Barnes?
Surely it can't be that easy.
No, it's not that easy.
It's not an M&M thing, is it?
No, it's nothing to do with M&M.
Rightio.
I've been fortunate that your powers of observation are not great, and moving in and out of the Pod Cave... has distracted you slightly.
Has it? Okay, right.
I am gout man.
Oh, you didn't even look gouty.
I fucking am.
You weren't overly limpy, were you?
I was a little bit hobbly.
Really?
Not quite, going to Mordor. I'm not that sort of hobbit.
When we climbed 1,000 steps to get to the Pod Cave. Steps.
I took the elevator, remember? Had to lug the gear up.
You did the mountain escalator.
Yes.
What do they call those when they go up the side of the hill? There was something
chairlift?
Later. See you later.
Chairlift?
No, it's not a chairlift.
Oh, what is it?
They actually go up the side. They don't go on wires. I mean, they do go on wires, but they should go on ground. And they just go up with like the angle of the hill. And it's like it goes up a channel.
You are speaking a language that I do not know.
They call them a something later. Fucking just let me.
Vous parlez français?
Let me.
Try it in French. Maybe I'll get that.
Trying to think how in the flying fuck I'm going to Google that.
When you traverse the outside of a mountain, I think it's called mountain climbing.
Maybe it's a traversalator.
The traversalator. I am the traversalator.
I'm trying to bat spine.
Yeah, you bat-splaining something.
Bat-splaining something. I'm Batman. what are we going to call? We'll call it this.
So yes, I have been blessed by the gout again. I was being so good. You've seen me be really fucking good. Like I'm off the Coca-Cola to the extent that I was. I don't drink. I don't have tomatoes. I stay away from seafood. But last week I had a couple extra Cokes during the week, and then on Tuesday night I hosted our local trivia night. Had probably about two or three Cokes that night, and a very delicious, very large, very delicious burger. And I woke up on the Wednesday and went, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Really?
Oh, it's just
was not that enough?
Good. I think gouts are death by 1,000 cuts. And I did find out that it's a type of arthritis.
Oh.
Same sort of thing, only it's curable.
Bit obviously. Of an age thing.
I'm just so old. Old man gout. So what did you come up with, Mr. Barnes?
I'm not going very well at all. There are hill escalators, in which they're like an escalator at the airport or in a mall, but I just can't find the name for what they're called. Actually, here we go.
Meaning something like a circular path?
No. No, it's actually like, a little elevator, but it's glass encased, and it goes up the side of a hill, like through it, like a track.
Like a monorail?
Well, no, it's not a train. It's just one little room. It's like
it's an
people
elevator.
Right now are listening, thinking, what the fuck are they talking
about? It's an elevator.
It's not an elevator, though, because it doesn't just
Charlie
go up
and
down.
Are you thinking
Charlie Chocolate Factory? No, I'm not thinking of Charlie in the fucking Chocolate Factory. God
okay.
damn it.
All right. Okay, fine. Right, calm down.
I'm going to think of – there's one at the Gorge, but it's only small in Launceston.
A chairlift?
Oh, God.
There is a chairlift at the Gorge.
I know.
I don't know of this magical glass
I know
box
there is a chairlift.
How does it attach to the mountain?
It's like on a rail, on a track.
So why is it not a monorail?
Because it's not a fucking track. God damn it.
Are we looking for cable car?
Right. I'm going to find it. Here we go. There's got to be something that tells me with the Gorge. I know there was one when I was in Thailand, in Chiang Mai.
Oh.
There was one where to get up to one of the most amazing fucking temples I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
It was about, I think, 340 steps or something to get up to it.
Right.
And the whole idea of this place is that the steps are the journey, and once you get up the top, it's like a reward for that journey.
So you took the glass box.
No, but I'm looking at it thinking, how great is that this can take people up there that can't physically get there?
Then they don't deserve it.
Well, this is also true.
If you can't do the steps, don't fucking do the journey. Otherwise, you're just taking away from the spirituality of it all.
Is that what you're doing?
Bloody Westerners and their fancy money.
It's more designed for people, essentially, who are a little bit old or maybe have a disability. So, for instance, at the Gorge in Launceston, okay. It's designed that if
I'm not going to say something against the disabled.
If you're in a wheelchair, for instance,
yes,
it's great that you can still go and experience the Gorge.
Yes.
Because you can go down a pretty flat trail.
Yes.
Jump into this little side hill elevator.
Side hill elevator.
Go down, takes you down the bottom, you can get out, and then you can experience it the same as normal people.
Normal people. But, okay, I just think it's going to be called an elevator.
Here we go. I've just found
a mountain elevator. A mountainator?
A mountain. I'm certain it's got a later in it.
So you're later?
Like an escalator.
Yes.
But it's...
elevator, that's got a later in it.
Fuck.
Is it waterproof or is it some sort of like miner's cage?
Well, it'd be waterproof from the rain.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get wet, but I wouldn't like to... Like, go and visit Aquaman and his family.
Okay, so you're not going to make the Titanic.
I don't think that's going to work.
But it's attached to a rail.
It's attached to a rail, yes. Yeah. Like a rail. It's not... Oh, we're going round and round and round.
I love that we're going round in circles because you can't think of a word because you're so old.
There is a name for it and it ends in later. It's like an escalator, but it goes at a 45-degree angle up a hill.
So why
and down a hill.
Why don't you,
but you're in a cabin.
Why don't you fucking Google instead of the Gorge, who's obviously giving you nothing?
I did Google, but I can't use the right words to find it, Joe.
Mountain traversing equipment at the Gorge.
You're not going to. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
Getting around to the Gorge.
I don't know how to find it.
.com. But surely things to do at the Gorge, it'd be under that.
Well, I tried to look at disability access for the Gorge.
Well, what about your famous Thailand mountain? They'd talk that up, wouldn't they? For the fat white tourists that come and plunder their sacred shores who can't go up 300 stairs because of their gammy arms and legs.
Because they've got gout.
I couldn't make it.
Oh,
not today.
What's this one going
to
tell me?
I was lucky to make it to the pod cave. I've hit struggle street, mate. I can't do it.
It's annoying me so much that I can't
You're
find it.
You're annoying me so much you can't do it. Come on. No, we're not giving up on this. No, I'm not going to give up on this.
Help me.
I'm not going to give up on it. Let's see if I can do it.
Help me, Joe.
Gorge.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Come on.
Are you sure it's not a call to lift?
Well, it might
be. There's a chair lift. It does call it's not, a fucking I know that chair
there's
lift.
A chair lift, but that's just the chairs that go across the water to get to the other side of the restaurant. Right. This is the little box you sit in or stand in to take you up the side elevator. Of the hill so you can access it if you're not completely 100% able to.
Right. Okay.
And it has a name, Joe.
I'm sure
I don't
it
know
does.
If you're aware of this, but the fuck.
This the scenic chairlift is a 15-minute.
This is the most painful thing I think I've ever.
It's wonderful. I am loving it.
Ever actually tried to find on Google's meant to be easy. Google's meant to simplify life. Google's meant to make things you don't understand understandable, Joe. But it only understands or allows you to understand if you know exactly what you're actually looking for. It's just.
No, I don't think it's. I don't think there's one at the gorge. Everything
there,
I've come
there
up.
Is. I've been in it.
Ah.
I know it's actually there.
A pedestrian inclinator.
Inclinator. Thank you. I knew it had a laser in it. Hallelujah.
A twin rail
Thank
inclinator
you. Yes.
at the Cataract Gorge.
Because it goes up and down an incline.
At Launceston's Cataract Gorge.
It's an inclinator.
A pedestrian inclinator.
Yes, sponsored by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I am the inclinator. was part of the large refurbishment of the natural tourist attraction, and the addition meant the gorge's gorgeous reserve is easily accessible for people with wheelchairs and others with mobility issues.
Now, I've got to say,
the capacity is to carry up to 8 people at a time.
Oh, that surprises me.
And is fully wheelchair accessible, transports visitors from the gorge.
Twin
rail inclinator.
I've been in it. I think it is spectacular. It is very slow, though.
No, I can
see. But I can guarantee, though.
I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I've seen pictures.
So they're saying 8 people. I'm telling you now, if those 8 people are in wheelchairs, you're not stacking 8 in there.
No, I don't think. You know how, like, every elevator says maximum capacity 23 people, and you go, fuck this. It's no bigger than a phone box.
Yeah, but it'll say maximum capacity, say,
you're not
20 people.
23 people.
But then the weight of it is everyone weighs about 35 kilos.
Correct. So you can fit you and me, and that's it.
Like, for instance, if you've got Snow White and a heap of her friends,
yes,
you're fitting a lot more people in
They're
there.
Fine, yep.
But in the general world of people that are around, you know, the 90, 100 kilo mark, you know, like strong, burly men like us.
Yes.
You're not fitting that many in there.
Anyway, so there you
inclinator.
Go.
Inclinator.
The inclinator.
Just going to point out, too, that Arnold Schwarzenegger did play Mr. Freeze in Batman.
Of course he did.
So it makes sense.
But he doesn't want to talk about
podcave.
That. In the podcast. I love the fact, though, that I was able to Google it better than you were.
I was under pressure. I don't perform well under pressure. That's why I'm a cubicle weir. It's why I am.
Do you really?
I'm not a good pressure weir. So I'll change that. No. Like the pressure.
Like the stream is
it's
strong.
It's fine. The stream,
there's nothing wrong with the prostate.
No, it's full on Ghostbusters.
Yes.
It's not a problem. But yeah, the cold kind of standing there.
Yes.
And waiting for things to happen.
Yes.
It's just like, fuck. I'm just standing here. Everyone thinks I'm just looking at their cocks. Nothing's going on.
That's why you should do what I do, just shake it vigorously.
I don't know if that's the answer.
They don't look anymore.
Especially in an inclinator.
Yeah, if you're in an inclinator and you can't wee, shake it vigorously. And I guarantee you, no one's looking.
I tell you now, Molly in the wheelchair next to me is at the wrong height for that.
It's a quiet room, I can tell you. And all you hear is...
And that's exactly what it's like. And it takes, look,
15 minutes.
Look, it is spectacular. I think they are a great idea.
They are. If you want to find one, parking.com.au/lifts/inclinator/twin rail.
But they do need to look at one aspect of it.
Yes.
If you're someone with a disability or you're something of an age that can't get around as easily,
old people,
if you're in a wheelchair, whatever it may be, if there is, it wouldn't happen because it can't now because we're good in Australia. But if Martin Bryant Mark II
Yes.
Decided at the Cataract Gorge in Launceston, and just quietly, if anyone listening is a little bit on the side, this isn't telling you to do it.
It's a what if.
It's a what if. But if something went wrong.
Your escape is not.
Yeah. If there was a bushfire
that
came over the hill of the gorge, ripping things to shreds. A flood. If there was a flood coming down and you need to get out quickly.
Yes.
It's fucking slow. Oh, it takes so long.
That's not your out?
No.
No.
No, I could have gone the long way.
Yes.
Back. I could have bloody left a drink.
Yes.
At the top. I could have come around the other one, gone back, tapped on the door at the front. Gone all the way around the long way again and gone back up and opened my drink before it got there.
Right.
And I wasn't or wouldn't have been jogging.
No.
It is so slow.
Well, you don't want to rush the people with mobility issues.
You don't, but also people with disabilities, people are a little bit older that can't get around as well.
They haven't got time to kill.
They don't want to just sit and stand there forever.
Well, they're sitting down anyway.
Summer.
Yeah. They maybe want to enjoy the view.
Oh, it's just – that shit's low.
Sometimes, though, you just need to take a slower pace of life.
Yeah, I will say the one that was in Chiang Mai in Thailand wasn't that slow.
Oh, they put a V8 in it?
Yeah.
Well, they need to get people up and back because they're charging.
A lot more people going through.
And it's for the fat tourists. It's not for just mobility impaired.
No, it's not. It's for those who go, you know what, I love traveling, but I won't do
the 300
steps. And I need 2 seats in a plane.
Yeah.
And only because... Chief, I can complain that I'm too fat, so I pay for two. So I deserve an Arnold Schwarzenegger up the hill.
Yeah.
I deserve that.
Question, though. You did mention that you know how fast the one in Thailand goes.
I know it was – it wasn't slow. Well, I don't want to say it wasn't slow.
But did you go in it?
No.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
No, because I'm going upstairs, and you could see it, and it was beating again upstairs.
Okay. Okay. So it was probably traveling about 10K an hour or something.
The one at the Cataract Gorge in Launceston?
1 kilometre an hour.
You could be Rocky 10 times over.
Yes.
Get to the top and you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
But once you've done that up and down 10 times, it still isn't there, Joe.
So it moves at a glacial space.
Oh, yes, it does. Okay, fair enough. So all I'm saying is, you know, like Launceston City Council,
it's
be better to people.
Yeah.
People that can't just traverse a mountain.
Correct. Those able-bodied people.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them.
So, yeah, but... anyway, where were we?
I have the gout. It's not as bad as it was. I haven't gone to the Hugo.
Oh, so we haven't got the stick out.
No, and I think I have cut it off at the pass. So I don't. I think I am feeling better than what I was, but it is still love me tender. The problem is I'm about to leave to go to work Melbourne in a couple of weeks.
That's right.
And my job is very walky-walky.
And this happened last time, didn't it?
Correct. And I got better, and I was good, and I'm fine, and now I've fucked it all again, and I'm going to rock up to work, and all these people who haven't seen me since November are going to go, oh, gout man's back.
But with my experience with the gout, it doesn't necessarily stay severe for very long.
I'm hoping
not. Normally it's only 2 or 3 days. And then, yes, it can be a bit uncomfortable.
Yes.
But it's not that, oh, my God, if someone touches my toe or my foot, I'm going to punch them in the face without thinking.
It's not that. I'm certainly not that level of pain, but I can tell you that it is not easy to waddle around.
Yeah. You would use an inclinator before going up an Ashfield Hill.
Yeah. If I was, I would use the inclinator.
Yeah.
I would be inclined to use the inclinator.
Imagine that. You get up the top.
Yes.
Because he's walking along the trail.
Yes.
And someone says, excuse me, sir, there's an inclinator here.
Yes.
You can take that if you like instead of doing the walk. And you just go, sorry, I decline.
I decline. I'll do it on the way down. speaking of
that's annoying though. I'm sorry to hear that, mate.
Nah, it's shit. Yeah. Oh, well. I'm old. Who cares?
Isn't it great that we do a podcast sitting down?
Yeah.
Imagine if we did a jogging podcast.
You were podcasting with the wrong bloke, mate. I'm sorry.
A cycling podcast.
Could you imagine fucking lugging this shit around? Imagine the size of the extension cord we're going to need.
Imagine podcasting while bungee jumping.
I could do it.
Wonder what... Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Welcome to South Road, boys. Oh, and we're back in.
I've gone all the way up on the inclinator.
Yes.
To where we jump off. And I've just looked at it and said, nope, come back down.
Sorry.
I'll see you down there.
See you, buddy. and I've done 45 jumps before you get the bottom. Speaking of work, I've picked myself up a side hustle.
Oh.
It's a secret squirrel project at the moment, so I can't talk about it.
It's about the secret podcast studio.
Like the secret podcast studio. But I was on a Zoom call with the people who were organising it.
Oh.
So there was probably about five or six of us on a Zoom call.
I know what you're talking about.
And
but I'm not going to ruin it.
No. And and I got introduced by the person who brought me on board. And I knew one of the other people personally. But the other three people were unknown to me. So the person who introduced me said, "What do you do?" And I gave him a very brief rundown of what I do professionally as a work job.
Yep. Outside of that, I have the gout.
Outside of that, I am gout man. And one of the Zoom participants looked at me and went, "Yes, but more importantly, Joe, aren't you one half the South Road boys?"
He called you out.
Yes.
And that would be Harry, wouldn't
it? Oh, Harry. Oh. And I'd forgotten.
That's
great. I knew the name that was there, but I've never actually met Harry in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw his face, it didn't register. And so when I've heard, "And aren't you part of the one South Road boys?" I've looked down and seen the name and gone, "Yes, yes, I am. Thank you very much." So our infamy has spread.
Yeah. So Harry, for those who, I don't know if we mentioned Harry on here, probably not.
The festival.
Good Gum Nuts Festival that I go to every year in early Jan. Him and his lovely wife, his lovely partner, run that.
Mm.
Which started off as the first anniversary of their wedding.
Yep.
Because they thought it would be just fun to – it was a joke when they got married about how much fun would it be to have a music festival for our anniversary.
And then realized how much fucking hard work
it is. Let's do that. And then, that was a bit of a smaller version.
Yeah.
And it's got bigger and bigger over the last couple of years.
Yes, like my gout.
Yeah, like your gout. But they do a fantastic job, and we are very, very happy that that comes to the northwest coast of Tassie. And I shall be there again in January unless something terrible happens.
Gout.
Yeah. There you go. So now I did hear that.
Yes.
I got a message saying that he met you.
Yes.
He didn't mention that he called you out on the South Road Boys, though. That's great.
He did. He called me out on the South Road Boys.
That's hilarious.
In a group of people.
Yeah. I bet he had a big grin on his face, too.
Oh, he did. Like a bloody Cheshire cat. And then one of the other organisers went, with this gig, we could probably, we might need a bit of stand-up comedy or something like that to bring us back from lunch or something.
Cool.
And I'm like, yeah. You might want to listen to what we do first before I don't know whether or not it's on brand with what we're doing. I mean, I'm happy to.
Yeah.
I'm very bloody happy to. But, with this particular event, maybe not.
Yeah, would it be a different client base?
It would, yes.
And that client base, look, they may not be expecting our brand.
No. From the pod cave.
And especially with me, because when I'm there anyway, and I'm a few beers in.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think I get funnier.
Oh, you do. You think you are hilarious.
But from a crowd perspective, not so confident. Might not be the case.
No, well, you never know. We'll work it out.
But the thing is, if I'm getting paid and I'm having fun, does the crowd really matter?
No, it just doesn't. I've just come up with something. I'm sure you're aware that just recently on the Disney Plus era's Taylor Swift tour has dropped.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I have.
I want to but the thing is, I've moved. I'm not living in my normal abode. Yeah. I don't have access to the TV at the moment.
Monstrosity is your TV.
All the time. I don't have access to mine either, which is really disappointing.
Mm.
But I just need to find, and I don't mean it this way.
A 13-year-old girl.
No, I need to find some quiet time alone to watch it.
Taylor Swift. Well, I sat down with my 13-year-old daughter and we watched Tay Tay.
And what was your
Fuck
thoughts?
Me. If you've paid money to go and see this, you've spent good money.
Yeah, nice.
No question about it. This is an extravaganza. It is a show. You are, like, for 3 and a bit hours, you are not.
I'm amazed it goes for over 3 hours.
Yeah, and there's no big breaks. There's no chatty, "I'm not going to sing much. I'm just going to talky. She's fucking belting out song after song after song. And I reckon every third or fourth song, outfit change.
Yep.
And the staging is just epic.
I'm just amazed that every third or fourth song, you change your outfit. I just think that's incredible commitment.
I do. I quit in the bathroom, put a different pair of jorts on, different T-shirt, like, and I'm
Dad,
back.
Why do you keep getting changed every four songs?
Like, hey, if it's good enough for Taylor.
Good enough for any.
It was so funny. My son was sitting there as well, and he just nonchalantly, that's French by the way, says, does Taylor Swift have a brother? And before my daughter could answer, I went, yes, former Australian Test captain, Mark Taylor. And he's looked at me and he's gone, they're not even the same last name, Dad. I've gone, right, you've obviously grown out of those sort of jokes then. Fine.
Yeah, but that's why it did kind of make me laugh when everyone was carrying on, because she doesn't sing every word of every song. Like, she'll let the backup singers take a little bit of control here and there while she interacts with the audience and really – because she's performing, not just singing. But the fact that she's going for over 3 hours, the physical parameters needed to get through that, not only just once, but gig after gig is ridiculous. She must be so fit.
That's what I came away with, because she's not fucking standing at a microphone. She is doing full-on choreograph. I reckon she probably, if she doesn't walk 5Ks up and down that major runway that she's got in the middle of the show, I would be very, very surprised.
Yeah, right.
And she's got these risers within the middle of, so she's got the main stage, like we would all expect when you go to a concert. Then there's this catwalk.
Yep.
And it opens up into a large square area in the middle of that catwalk, which is where a lot of the show happens. So everyone.
Well, that way she's
around,
amongst the crowd. Yeah.
But this has got 7 platforms on it that rise up and down as different people are standing on it.
Yeah, right.
And then all the floor is like LED screens. So they're running graphics through it and all that kind of stuff. It's just this pyrotechnics. And then she'll sit down and go, right, well, now I'm going to do, here's the acoustic set.
Yep.
And she'll sit down and she'll play piano, or she'll stand there and play guitar. Fuck, she's insanely talented. I mean, it doesn't seem fair.
I've never understood the hate for her.
Look, do I love her music? No, but that's okay. I can appreciate that she keeps writing songs that are genuinely, they feel genuine to her life.
Yep.
And they all seem to have a story. And
they also have relevancy to other people's lives too, because she is talking about stuff that people experience.
Correct. Love and haters and all that kind of stuff.
Ex-boyfriends and love.
Oh,
and
you wouldn't want to be an ex-boyfriend.
And occasionally she'll sing a song about an ex-boyfriend. There does seem to be a theme.
There does, but talented. That's all I can say. Yeah. She's talented. And if you paid money to go for a ticket to see Taylor Swift, you paid good money, because that is value. 3 hours of... And I would believe it would be non-stop entertainment. Yep. It's not – she didn't phone it in, did not phone it in at all, and every single person in the audience looked like they were loving it.
Yeah, now I'm looking forward to watching him.
Yeah, do yourself a
favor. So, I mean, she's the artist for, you know, men in their late 40s and 50s.
Exactly.
Obviously.
We're the target audience.
We are
her demographic.
Maybe we should start doing a fortnightly – Taylor Swift podcast.
I mean, I'm in.
Middle-aged Swifties.
Middle-aged Swifties.
Surely it's got to be a go.
I don't know which would be harder.
What, you or I?
I don't know which would be more difficult. Fielding the hate from the Swifties?
Oh, wouldn't it be great though?
Or restraining my daughter from wanting to be on the podcast.
Oh, the constant guest star.
It would be unrelenting.
I mean, for me, it's your constant costume changes.
Correct. Jort after jort after jort. And then a T-shirt with something stupid written on it.
But imagine that. I mean, she's had something like, what?
5-7 albums?
Oh, I think she'd be up towards 10 albums now, wouldn't she?
Probably.
She has to. But like, there's 10 episodes straight away.
Easy.
An album per episode.
You could do a couple of songs per episode.
Oh, would be
really
there
break it down.
Yeah, and then we can start looking at live performances, and then we can do an episode per boyfriend. Oh, well, ex-boyfriend, that is.
There's 20 episodes.
So that's going to be
that's
fun.
Covered us 12 months.
We can say, where are the ex-boyfriends now?
Yeah, where are they now? That'd
be great.
Well, that's a couple of episodes in that, just tracking them down and finding what, you know, hole of shame they crawled into.
We can find, you know, to the guys. Yeah, how far do they shift after they've been with Swift?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's good. And then just, you know, what AI parody is being created of Taylor Swift.
There'd be a new one every week.
Every week. So,
mainly because we're doing
it. We're creating them.
What does Taylor Swift look like as an Ewok?
Oh.
What does Imagine Taylor Swift as Princess Leia? Next to Jab of the Heart.
Oh, yeah. Slave labor.
Slave.
Slave Leia.
Yeah, that could work.
One thing I did notice, though, that they have yet to release that I'm unaware of, is my daughter knows that I'm going away. And part of when I go away is I buy my son and my daughter a present when I come home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's generally something small, so not a lot of value.
Yep.
But something I could transport back home quite easily. So it's generally a bobblehead for what because I work in the pop culture field.
Mm-hmm.
So a bobblehead is very easy. It's a constant cost price. So then I don't have to go. I could just walk up to pop culture and say, I'll have that one and that one.
Yep.
And that's it done. Apparently Taylor Swift hasn't done a bobblehead yet.
Oh, fuck. Imagine that.
I know.
Imagine how big the range would be.
Oh, my good. Could you? She would do one for each era.
Oh, it'd be madness.
But for her tour, I reckon she probably had 10, 15 outfit changes.
Yeah.
It's insane. It really is. Do yourself a favour.
She's a performer.
It is very, very good.
Yeah, she was in one of the Fast and Furious movies too, Tokyo Swift.
Tokyo Swift.
Do you remember that one? It wasn't one of the most popular ones.
It was a B-side, yeah. if I'm honest. That's up there with Mark Taylor's brother. I did try and convince him that former Australian Test captain Mark Taylor wouldn't have a bar of it.
Yeah, I kind of get it, though. It's a slightly different name.
I did find it funny. And even half an hour later when I just went,
I can imagine.
Jake went, it's still not funny.
I can imagine him looking at you just in disgust. A complete disappointment.
No, it was just disappointment. He wasn't angry. He was just disappointed. Now, speaking of disappointment.
You're not happy with the Podcave?
No.
Podcave.
I just need to make sure that my laptop's plugged in because I think I'm about to lose power.
How's that?
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, because one of the switches went on, Jay.
Ah.
Yeah, the power board. I don't know if you've noticed this, but in modern technology, some power boards have an individual switch each point. And what you've done is you've inserted the plug in.
But not clicked the on button.
But haven't clicked the on button.
Excellent. Yeah, so I'm going to edit all that out. Anyway.
No, don't.
All right, fine.
Because I love it when people realize that you're not perfect.
And then they think again and go, you know what, you probably are. I have a question to you, Mr. Barnes.
Regarding disappointment.
About shame.
Shame. Right. Shame.
The boxing world.
Wonderful.
Has said, have some shame.
Is this to do with good old Mike?
Iron Mike Tyson.
When is the actual fight? It hasn't happened yet, has it? And will it have happened by the time people listen to this, maybe?
No, definitely not.
Right.
Definitely not. 21st of July.
Oh, it's a mile away.
Mile away, and it's going to go straight to the Netflix.
Who's the...
At the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Who's the guy that he's coming back to fight? Because I didn't know what his name was, but
Jake
apparently
Paul.
It sounds like he's a bit of a social media warrior or something.
That's where Jake Paul basically got his chops.
Right, okay. So that's how I assume from the couple of titles I read when they were like, this is pretty much a sham. You know, if Mike Tyson doesn't win this, it's rigged.
Well, the thing is, it's YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul, right? So this guy is fit. Don't get me wrong. Jake Paul has some
chops. No, notice that.
Yeah. And then he was a YouTube sensation. And then he's called out various people saying, I'll bloody fight you. Right.
Because that's
and then
you
he's
do.
Become a reasonable boxer.
Right. Because you're right. He is fit. He's built.
Yeah. And I think.
He's a jing too, isn't he? I think. He looked like he might have been a jing.
No, he's blondie.
Just blondie.
He
okay.
is blondie. But I think. Did he fight Conor McGregor? No. He fought. I think it was Floyd Mayweather.
Really?
No, that was Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather.
Anyway, strangely enough, I was in Chiang Mai for that fight.
Yeah. he started actually fighting.
Do you need me to Google it? It'll take me half an hour.
Yeah. Roy Jones on the undercard of a Tyson fight.
Right.
Now, the thing being, though, is, at a guess, you probably already know because you know the story, how old do you think Mike Tyson is? Iron Mike Tyson.
Honestly, I actually don't know, but I would assume he'd be older. I reckon he'd nearly be getting up towards 60 now, wouldn't he? He's been around for a while.
In 7 years' time, he will get a bus pass. He is 57 years old.
Okay.
Now, for you and I, no fucking chance. Like, he would destroy both of us with one punch.
Dude, I play golf. I didn't know it was golf Saturday. I didn't know it was golf Sunday.
Yes. Oh, shit.
And my Achilles and my thighs are so sore from two rounds of golf.
Yes.
On separate days. On
separate days.
So, the odds of me.
Penguin.
Odds of, yeah, the odds of me lasting more than 17 seconds of Mike Tyson, just on fitness alone, very slim.
I reckon I might last 11 seconds.
11, you reckon?
So 10's the count out, and I reckon I've got a good solid 1 second that's going to take him to cross from his corner to mine before he hits me.
The ref has gone, fight. You've stepped up.
No, I've run away.
Yeah, you've gone,
exactly.
And he's gone, bang.
I shat myself.
You've gone down, and then that's it.
And whilst the count is happening, I soil myself. Yes, that's
I guess you're going to put a, I think it's a very, very a realistic.
it's on point. It's exactly what it is. I mean, look.
I mean, I'm laughing in the crowd. Like, it's hilarious.
Said, what do you mean in the crowd? I hope you've been in the ring. Like, as my. What? As my
not been in the ring.
No, not in the ring. Like, in my corner.
I've been in your corner.
I was just going to throw in the towel.
You want me to do that seconds. Job? Okay, right. I'd actually love to do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to be there with the towel just ready to go.
Don't hit it!
What's that guy there for? He's a towel thrower? His name's Troy the Towel Thrower.
What do you mean towel thrower? Well, we need someone to throw in the towel, and that's Troy's job.
Has anyone ever had that job normally? I feel like it's a coach thing.
It is.
Or a trainer thing.
Well, no, generally it's your coach who says you've had enough. Most boxers don't go into about knowing that they're going to need someone to throw in the towel.
So we're preempting. Okay. But
basically, Troy's got faster reflexes than, you know, Lewis Hamilton off the grid at a Formula One Grand Prix. Go, bang, throw.
Tyson's taking half a step. I mean, bang, throw. It's over.
If you can think the men's 100 of the Olympics, the reflexes they're going to have to go at, Troy can beat them throwing in a towel. Like, that's why he's got the job.
Oh, I tell you, always knew there was one thing I was meant for.
Throwing in
towel
towels.
Thrower.
Throwing in
that's
towels.
It.
But I tell you what, see, here's the thing. If he loses, right? If
as in Mike Tyson loses?
No. Jake Paul. If he loses, fucking whatever. He's been beaten by the GOAT.
Ah, definitely.
Regardless of whether or not that's a 57-year-old GOAT.
Yeah, but have you seen the YouTubes of Tyson? I mean, he still fucking looks like he's ready to kill anything.
He is a hard man.
A rhino's coming at him, and he's just like, nah, not moving.
Not today, buddy. not today.
Take your horn elsewhere, come son.
your horn, fuck off. No. Yeah, your horn, fuck off.
No, and Tyson, he'd bite the horn off.
Yeah, like, I can see pictures of him, and he still looks good to go.
He looks like a Besser block.
He really, really does. And
Jake Paul, man, really. He's got,
there you go.
He's got two Paul's first brother, names. Doesn't even count.
Logan Paul. So Jake Paul's brother, Logan Paul, fought Floyd Mayweather in 2021.
So is he an actual professional boxer then?
No, I think they're both just YouTubers.
Well,
I think they wanted to start boxing, but
everyone can just have a go.
Well, the thing is, I think to be able to get to the pinnacle of a big bout, you have to do a lot of work and fight a lot of people and train and whatever.
You got to take a lot of steps.
But if you become a YouTube sensation and you've got 100,000 or a million followers,
yep, you can take the inclinator.
And skip quite a few steps, and all of a sudden you're on
everyone
the
everyone else is taking steps. You're just watching them waving at them, saying, sorry, boys.
When
I've got the fame.
When do you think Iron Mike Tyson, when was the last time he was the undisputed world champion?
Oh, wow. See, I'm not a huge boxing follower, but, I mean, he is just so
what
goatee when it comes to that.
What years would you say he was the goat?
I reckon I would, 57. Look, it would have had to have been over 20 years ago.
1987 is when he first won his first belt at the age of 20 years, 4 months and 22 days, and he lost his last belt in 1990.
That's nearly 40 years ago.
Time for the guru.
Okay, I wouldn't have picked that. Wow.
His reign ended in 1990.
No, that's insane.
That's fucking insane.
That's over three decades.
1990? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The last time he's been world champion is 34 years ago.
And now he's going to take on an influencer.
An influencer?
I mean, I'm not sure whether it says more about the cleverness of an influencer to get, have this opportunity, or whether it says more about the fact that Tyson is just dismantling his legacy for the sake of a bit of coin.
Well, that's it. But the thing is, I mean, Jake Paul is at 9-1 record with 6 knockouts, right? Not saying they're all been great, but whatever. He scored back-to-back knockouts against boxers in his last two fights and victories over Ryan Borland and Andre August. I don't know who either of those are. I'm now watching videos of Mike Tyson. Fuck, he can move.
He just looks like he will take on anything.
Yeah, but he's like, I'm younger, I'm faster, and I'm going to be working my ass off to get stronger. I just don't think you can get rid of that. I mean, if he won his first title at 20, then he's had 37 years to keep on getting angrier.
And he's always seemed like an angry man.
Always.
The only time he didn't seem angry, he was in The Hangover, wasn't he? The sequel, I think it was, or the first one, where he tried to be kind of a more comedic sort of actor. Didn't really work, let's be honest.
At the end of Mike Tyson's last reign in 1990, what was his name? Jake, whatever his name
Jake
is.
Jake Paul.
Jake Hall.
Paul. Paul.
What it was the other fighters chimed in, and someone said, "You're fighting someone who was born in 1996, who fought and lost to Logan Paul. Have some shame." You should be ashamed of yourself, Mike. USC great Michael said. And the biggest joke is you don't even slightly realize why.
But why is he doing it? Is it just more a case of he thinks he's forgotten, so this is a way to be seen again? Or is it a case of financially things have shifted and he doesn't have the coin he used to have?
No, because Mike Tyson
He'd still have a shitload.
Mike Tyson could go to anywhere and make money. Like, he could go to the UFC doing commentary or training or fucking he could endorse something. You may not want Mike Tyson dentures or something. I don't know.
Yep.
pensioner program for something, but he could make money. He could spin a buck. I just think I think you're right. I think it's the relevancy. Mm. I think with most athletes who have been at the peak, the pinnacle, and now they're no longer, and it's like, but you're always going to be the GOAT. Like, no one's ever going to forget the name Mike Tyson. Mm. No one's going to forget Muhammad Ali.
No.
You know, Floyd Mayweather, like all these people.
There are names there that even if you don't follow the sport,
you'll know.
You know their names.
Correct.
And you may not even be able to get there and go, but if they say the names, like, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah.
I know that name.
But Jake Paul, I just hope you get lost to the ages because, fuck.
Has he brought out a single or anything? Has he done that?
I don't know. Maybe he's re-recorded Survivor.
I am the tiger.
Oh, imagine it. Imagine how much it's going to be promoted, though. When it gets closer to the date.
On Netflix.
So it's going to be, wouldn't be live on Netflix, surely. Because Netflix don't do live.
Well, maybe they will for this.
Oh, God knows.
Well, no, I reckon it'll be sold as a pay-per-view.
Yeah, and then afterwards it'll go to Netflix.
Or you buy it as a pay-per-view on Netflix.
Mm, maybe.
Don't know. But the guy's 30, like Jake Paul's 27. 30 years younger. 30 years younger. I just hope it, look.
But here's
I
the
just genuinely if, hope Mike Tyson destroys him but, because his legacy
but will. The catch that they've got is if Jake Paul wins,
oh fuck, you're going to shut him up.
They're going to say, yeah, they won't be able to shut him up, and there's going to be so many people that will just jump on the socials and say this was rigged from the start.
Yep.
If it works out that Tyson just steps up and he goes, ah!
Yeah.
And he just knocks him.
Yes.
And he's done in the first few seconds of a fight. I'll say that is the biggest waste of money for the hundreds and thousands of dollars people spend on tickets.
Yeah.
So, because it's all over. Can you imagine
tickets to this shit?
Yeah, because that's the worst thing when it comes to something like boxing.
Yeah.
You don't know how long that's going to last for.
Correct.
If you go to a game of footy, even if your team's getting flogged, you know you're still there for, say, 2 to 3 hours.
Correct.
boxing can be over in 30 seconds or it can go 10 rounds.
15 rounds.
15 rounds.
It could be the thriller in Manila or not.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the catch, I suppose, that you – or the price you pay when you buy a ticket to something huge. But when it's something like this, it's a bit of a showboaty sort of a exactly what's going on here. Undercard.
That's why I have all these other boxing matches underneath it.
But no one gives a fuck about that. Let's be honest. No one cares.
The people who are fighting probably do.
Yeah, but no one else does.
No, but the thing is, but it's an exhibition bout as well. So there's no...
There's nothing else to be gained from it.
Other than pride.
Yeah, and sports bet.
And oh, fuck yeah. yeah.
The betting agencies will go bunto. But absolutely bunto.
It's going to be...
Because this is... This is essentially a bit like the Super Bowl.
Yep.
This is something that people bet on worldwide.
Correct.
One event, worldwide.
The AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, by the way.
Holds, is that what you're going to say?
Has a capacity of 80,000 people.
They'll fill it too.
So a smidge smaller than the MCG. Well, they'll put more than 80,000, I would imagine.
Well, they don't use the ground other than the square in the middle.
Correct.
Mm. So you're going to be looking – you're probably looking at
– 90,000.
Yeah, you'd fit another 10,000 in.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it's big ground.
90,000 people.
Yep, for 27 seconds of athlete.
Oh, you get to the undercard, come on.
And all the ones in the front right here. That, Everyone at the back, they don't hear that. They don't hear it.
Oh, it'll be mic'd
up. All they hear, though, is that fist hit.
Oh,
they'd hear that.
Do you not think
that would be like Mark Taylor?
Yes.
Hitting a boundary in a test. You need a crack Swift off the bat.
Mark Taylor hitting Taylor Swift. Do you not think that the good people of Netflix will have every camera angle possible?
Oh.
There'll be cameras in gloves. Like
it'll in
be,
gloves.
There'll be body cams.
There'll be something in his dincture.
No, it'll be like a little top hat.
There'll be cameras on both ears of Jake Paul
exactly.
In case Tyson goes to bite one off.
Exactly.
Just in case. That close in action.
Yes. Or when Mike Tyson inserts his fist right up Jake Paul's ass.
Imagine. Yeah, boot cam. There'll be everything.
It'll be everything.
Oh, wow.
Every corner will have cameras.
Imagine how many drones there would be. Or wires above that have just got cameras everywhere.
And everything will be in 8K.
Yeah, Pink is probably spinning around singing a song somewhere.
Taylor Swift
will be there.
She will do the opening number.
Yep. She's going to walk through with the round cards.
She's going to be a ring girl.
Yep.
Fuck me, that's a lot of money.
Imagine how much money then.
Imagine how much money you would need to get Taylor Swift to go, no, I'm not going to have the world's biggest tour. I'm not going to have the world's number one selling movie of the year. I'm going to be a ring girl.
Yep. And they're going to pay me accordingly.
No, please make it skimpier.
Yep, different costume every round.
Every round. That's a promise.
Done. That's a promise.
I don't think we should cover that on the Swiftcast.
You don't reckon?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, roadies, it's been an absolute pleasure to be with you in the Podcave. We'll be back, we hope, next week.
Yeah, no.
I don't know whether or not it'll be the Podcave, but probably.
Could be the Podcave.
We'll work it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, on that, I am Joe.
I'm Troy.
And we are the... Podcast? No, South Road Boys.
Middle Lake Swifties.
Middle Lake Swifties.